Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Creative Caravan Roadshow for today, Friday the 13th, which is one day before Valentine's Day. This is Wendy Dewar Hughes calling in from beautiful British Columbia, Canada, where the sun is shining today. It feels like spring, and it's going to be just a beautiful Valentine's weekend. My co-host today is Suzanne Lawrence, who lives in Memphis, Tennessee. How are you today, Suzanne?
Good. Cold here, but sunny.
Okay. If you've been listening to our show for a little while, you'll know that we've been focusing on talking with sweet romance authors, partly because of a contest we have going on at Creative Caravan Club right now. And we'll talk to you more about that contest later. But today we've decided to do something a little bit different. Writing and publishing a book is a great thing, and it's a big accomplishment for authors, as anybody who's done it knows. But what we find is that many authors get stuck on the marketing aspects of their writing career. The big question in most authors' minds is, how do I get more people to buy more of my books? So our focus today is on marketing for authors, and our guest is Gary Johnson. Now, Gary Johnson is, he calls himself the Marketing Oracle. He's an author, an international professional speaker, a business growth expert, and the CEO of a company called Hip and Cool Marketing. Good morning, Gary, and how are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. And me too. I'm up here in wonderful sunny BC.
Great. I'm just going to tell everyone a little bit about Gary and what he does and what his background is. Gary has been actively involved in growing businesses for over 20 years, and his marketing strategies and business growth consulting has generated in excess of $50 million in client revenues. Recently, Gary authored The Business Owner's Guide to an Endless Supply of Loyal Customers, which is what we all want, which gives any business a solid foundation for building a thriving business in any economy. And even though a lot of authors go, well, I just want to write, in reality, if you're going to succeed as an author, you need to know that you are in business. So we're going to learn some more about that today. Gary brings a different perspective to the business, the world of writing and becoming a career author, and is here to shed some light on whether or not you should focus on bestseller status. He'll share how his book has generated over $45,000 in 1 year and what your website must do in order to support your goal of being a career writer. And even more, some creative strategies to increase social engagement as well as increase revenue generated by your book. So we're really thrilled to have Gary with us today. And Gary, we want to just kind of jump right in and give you a chance to share some of your obviously vast knowledge with authors on how they can, you know, increase their book sales and basically build a career around being an author. As you know, most authors' dream is to be a full-time author and not necessarily go out to some other job and just try to fit in being an author around that. So let's just start with this question. Authors, as we know, want to sell more books. How can they do that quickly and affordably?
All right. Well, okay. So there's a lot of answers to that. The first one, I think, first of all, to understand is that there is no magic pill, right? I think that everybody is looking for the quick drive-through model where you just go in, put the order, and all of a sudden you get the result. The reality is that it does take some focus, determination, and strategy. I think that the idea of selling more books for authors to get on the beginning of their journey is really the wrong focus. I think the focus should be on building a career that allows you to make as much money as you wish and write as often as you desire. Because purposes why someone would want to write a book. I think that's the first thing, to decide on what the purpose of your book is. Is it for just for people to read? If you just want people to read it and you're happy with that, then, you know, a quick, easy strategy is, you know, drop the price really low and, you know, make it so that anybody's affordable and have some really good teaser content to pull them into it so, you know, so they get it. Now, you're not going to make a lot of profit that way, but that is a way to get a lot of people to buy books, right? The other way is to generate income for the lifestyle you desire. If you want to, if you want your book to generate income for the lifestyle you desire, then you really need to think of putting together a strategic plan for duplicating your efforts over and over, so you're not reinventing the wheel every time, right? And then there's some speakers who, you know, they're using it as a means for launching, you know, their speaking platform or to generate coaching, consulting, or even teaching business in their specific niche. Now, whether your book is fiction or nonfiction, these principles still apply, because if you're, let's say, for example, a romance writer, okay? A romance writer writes a great book, and they just want people to read it and get the message out. That's great. Then I, like I said, make it affordable and use as many channels as you can to let people know about it. If you want to generate an income for the lifestyle, then the cheapest price is not always the best way to go, okay? Because
right.
obviously
yeah.
your profit's not going to be there, right?
For sure.
So you do need to then think of other ways to develop either additional products or get the reader so engaged that they want to buy more from you. And we're keeping with the romance theme here, if a romance writer wants to also you know, develop a speaking platform where they go and actually speak about their writing or the next project or even what they've learned from their experience of writing the book and, you know, taking that to the masses, the book can be it can be used in that way as well, and there's different strategies to make that work.
Wow.
Right? Yeah.
There's a lot. Wow, it's certainly a different way of looking at a writing career, isn't it?
Well, it is, you know, and I think that, again, there's two different types of writers. There's one that writes a book because they love the passion of writing, and that's what they're doing all the time. And then there's another type of writer who writes a book because they see it as an opportunity to build a business from the book. What I do is, you know, my approach was I'm writing the book for the purpose of getting my foot in the door for big organizations to build establishment, sorry, build trust and authority, and then use it as a launch pad for generating income. And that's how I generated $45,000 from my book. It wasn't because I sold $45,000 worth of books. No way. I mean, I get maybe 50 sales a month for my book, maybe. And I don't do any promoting to it. It's just from people searching for business tools and skills. But what I do get is, because the book is strategically designed the way that it is, I get people calling me or you know, submitting emails to get to me to have me work with them on building their business.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. I see what you mean. You know, there's a lot of sort of different ways to focus and to build the career. And I'm going to just move on a little bit. Everyone is hungry to crack the code for profiting from social media. Social media is so big right now. It's like you've got to be there. You've got to be everywhere. You've got to be, you know, on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest and Tumblr and you name it. And I think a lot of authors are overwhelmed by what we perceive as the work that's involved, like how much time, if I'm doing this all day, how am I going to write my books and have time for my family and all that kind of thing. So what would you say is the best way to profit from using social media? What are your tips or insights and secrets?
Well, it's not just for authors. I think it's a common issue for all entrepreneurs nowadays, and even large corporations to a large degree. Is, you know, because there's so many avenues, which one do you do and how many should you do? My answer to that is, do the platform that you feel most comfortable hanging out in and make sure that they have an audience that wants what you're delivering, right? So if you're using Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, or whatever, just know, you know, if where you're hanging out has the audience. And you can Google, you know, do a Google search for the demographics for each of those platforms, and that'll tell you whether that type of person is the type of person that would be interested in the book that you have to read. Otherwise, don't spend time there because it's a waste of time and energy, right? The other thing is to look at ways of automating, you know, the posts so that you aren't spending all day on it, and, you know, and especially if it's taking away from what you're passionate about. Right, so there's, you know, there's different types of software out there that are, you know, for automating, setting it up, and then it posts to multiple places and things like that. But when you're actually strategizing what to do within the platform, let's use Facebook as the big popular beast out there as an example. First thing is you want to make sure that what you're consistently doing on your fan page or business page, as they now call it, is to consistently create relevant, engaging content. So if you're in the romance niche, if you're in the horror niche, if you're in the whatever niche it is, if you're in that genre, then the content on your page should consistently be only that. Don't add in things about your dog if it's not a dog, if it's not relevant to you know, the topic that people are coming there for. And the reason I say that is because Facebook has been making some changes over the last well, they're always making changes, but more specifically for their algorithm, which is the software they use to determine what posts get shown and how often and where, you know, whether they rise to the top or not in the feed. And one of the things we're consistently seeing is that when a site has random content that's not relevant to the main theme, it doesn't rank very well and isn't shown very often. So
really?
Facebook is using the quality of the content that you put on the page as a marker for whether or not your post gets shown to the people that are on your page.
Oh, okay. I bet that's something that most people aren't aware of.
It's fairly new. It's fairly new in their algorithm, and yeah, I would agree that very, very few people think about that. And because what Facebook is looking for is it's looking to see if what you're presenting on your business page has a consistent message that's reliable for when people are, you know, when they come there, that there's a consistency that keeps them engaged. And if they're seeing that there's all these random posts, then what Facebook thinks is that this person doesn't know who their target market is because they're all over the place. So why would we promote it?
Okay. Huh.
Right? Yeah, so that's definitely something. It's becoming more and more of a relevant factor in Facebook posts, right?
Okay.
So, but some quick tips. So here's some quick tips that I can give everybody that can use right away. So one thing is to check out other content from other similar pages that have a larger number of fans than you have, as well as, you know, more activity. Research the types of posts that they get the most activity, which means shares, likes, and comments. Right, and just kind of, you know, do a quick documentation of that, and you can, one, reshare it, right, on your page from there to give them credit, which is fine, or you can create a similar post from scratch and test out for yourself if you can get a better response.
Okay.
Right? That way you're not thinking, well, what do I – because, you know, one of the things is, well, I don't know what to put on the page. I don't know – you know, well, go and check what other people are doing and what's successful. It's as simple as that. And then
what
test it on your
responding?
Page.
What are people responding
to? Absolutely, you know.
Okay.
And you can – and the beauty with the timeline platform that Facebook has is you can, you know, just search through their timeline and go back into history and go as far back as you want to check out all the different great posts. And then you can even revive them on your for yourself, for your own group.
Okay.
Right. So if someone did a great post a year ago, you know, and you see that, oh my gosh, this was in all kinds of comments, then just revive it and repost either the same thing or a similar one to your group.
Sure.
Right.
That's a very great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another thing you can do is comment on posts from another page, on your business page, comment about that post and make reference to it, and then add your blog link to an extended opinion or supportive content regarding that. and then direct them to your website.
Wow.
Right? So it's almost like you're commenting on your commentary. You're almost like a critic, if you will, that either supportive or not supportive of different content. And it's a great way to kind of stir up conversation and, you know, to let people know where you stand in the realm of, you know, what it is you're delivering.
Sure. Great, right? Great ideas.
One last quick one I want to share, because I think that authors have, as far as content goes, authors are my most favorite people to work with because they've got tons of it, but they don't always know how to use it. One other quick one is to use content from your book. So actually take excerpts from that and post it as material to stimulate conversation, and you can ask questions about the post, about the content, about the characters, about the you can get them engaged, and what that also does is get them interested in your book.
Right. That's a clever plan. Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, and not hard to do for authors.
Yeah.
Why search elsewhere?
Yeah, and, you know, and then again, it's just having the right strategy, having the right team to do all this, because I get, you know, you talked earlier about, you know, not having enough time, and I completely understand and respect that. So it is important to have the right team behind you. It's important to have step-by-step strategies, you know, that are updated and a resource for that. You know, there's a great resource that I'm involved with called the Author Success Guild, which we're putting together a platform that allows specifically for authors have all at the tip of their fingers all the techniques, skills, and strategies they need in order to really automate this stuff as well as make it profitable, because it's very updated, working in the trenches strategies and techniques. Right, and we're in the process of launching that right now in the pre-launch phase.
Excellent. Okay, we'll maybe just talk about that a little bit more at the end. But can you give us one quick strategy for authors to increase income from their books?
Okay, one quick strategy. Okay, so here's a quick one that I'm noticing a lot of great responses from, and this is one that I tested with my book, but I've expanded on it since then. So in my next revision, I'll add this component. So you guys are getting fresh off the presses. All right, so when you're creating your book, and again, I don't care what the genre is, assign 4 pages throughout the book for the sole purpose of business promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? First one is to build your list. So one page should be a single sales page content, so sales letter-ish type content that directs them to a landing page on your website to capture their contact info. Now, why would you do that? Well, because when you build the list, then you have access to that person to consistently market to them for every other book, every other product, every other promotion that you ever do. You actually have that ability to do that then.
Okay.
So that way you're not always trying to run around and look for new people every single time. Because if they're interested in one thing you offer, it's high, high probability they're interested in many things that you offer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's the first page. Second page is to use it to encourage building a community around the story, around the characters, around the author, whatever the content of the book is. You know, and again, it's a single page directing them to media, to some kind of interactive objective, like, you know, comment on this, you know, go to the page, comment here, share this information, or like, and there's all kinds of creative ways you can do that, but use one of them to encourage going onto your community building resource wherever your social media is.
Okay.
The third page is use it as an opportunity for, and this is optional because some authors may not wish to do this, but it really is a good way to increase revenue and get your content out there, but to use it as an opportunity for live appearances, for keynote speaks, for book signing, for even author readings events, you know, so that you can get out there and you know, be the face to the book, if that's a choice. But one page in the book can be talking about how to make that happen.
Okay.
Right? Because you never know who your readers are going to be and what doors can open when you. But if they don't know that you're available, they aren't going to voluntarily go and you know, search for the opportunity for you. Right.
Sure. Yeah.
And then the fourth page is to generate more sales, meaning, you know, use it as a way for For example, a special pay it forward page, a discount to send to send a copy to a friend. So on there, you have a pre-order discount that, you know, they can send a copy to a friend, you know, 3/4 of the way through the book, for example, right? Or, you know, near the ending of the book, you have it going there to pre-order for your next book in the series, and actually have it within the content. If you just leave it always at the end, end of the book, again, remember, not everybody always gets to the end of the book, so we've got to give them reason, we've got to give them hooks to get to the next level. And if we're getting them engaged, if we're getting them on your list, if we're getting them, you know, say, oh, this person, I could potentially see this person and get a signing, all these kinds of things will increase your awareness in their mind. You can also use it for promotional products like T-shirts, coffee cups, water bottles, things that other people will see, and it helps with your branding as well as potential increased sales as well.
Super. What great ideas. Now, time is just zipping by on us here.
Let's
talk briefly about websites. Every author, you know, we should have one. Can you give us some ideas about, should you have one website, what kind of landing page, a website for each book? What do you think is best?
All right. Well, there's two answers. One is you should have a main author for you if you're branding yourself, and that should encompass everything that you do. Second is you should always have a landing page specifically for each title. The reason is because each title is going to speak to a different audience. And if you have a website that has too many conversations going on, then it's scattered. It's not going to really target who it is you want to target and will decrease the conversion. So having one page for, even if it's just a single page, ideally you don't want just a page because Google isn't really liking those anymore. What you want is something that you know, has a targeted headline, so when they come there, the headline captures them, engages them, is relevant to you know, what it is your topic is, relevant images as well that relate to the type of clientele that you're, you know, the type of reader that you want. So if you know you're predominantly women readers, you know, are 55 and over, then those are the types of images that you want on the site so they can relate with it. The content, you know, should all be very focused on that particular topic. So keep any distractions of, you know, additional ads or irrelevant content off. You know, even all the content in the blogs, again, keep it all relevant to that particular book, right?
Okay.
I believe they should always have a lead generation with an irresistible offer of some kind, whether it's, you know, it's a special signed copy or whatever, something to capture their name and email so you can continue to market to them. And again, depending on the genre, there's some creativity that requires for that to happen. But it's so essential. It's such a missing piece that if you don't build that list, you're creating a job. You're not building a business, and you want to build a business, right? Oh,
right.
And also make sure that it's mobile, tablet, and desktop friendly, which we now call in the industry a responsive website.
Okay, perfect. I think, Suzanne, you had a couple of questions too. Do you want to jump in now?
Just keep going. You're doing good.
Okay.
Just taking notes.
All right. Okay. Great. All right. I have this question is getting back to selling books and making a decent living. Why do you think authors have such a tough time doing that?
Well, I think first and foremost is that the reality is that it's not their gift. You know, most times it's not their gift to be an entrepreneur in the form of building a business or sales or, you know, marketing message and that kind of stuff. So it's not their strength. And yet they, you know, they feel they have to put on all the hats. And then when they put on all the hats, you know, they got to do the social media, they got to do the, you know, the emails, marketing, they got to do all those things. Then the other problem is that they many times don't have a plan or a blueprint. And then if they do have a plan or a blueprint, they then quickly realize that there's a steep learning curve. And on the online, especially for example, the online model, that learning curve doesn't slow down. If anything, it just continues to change and transform every year. So it becomes overwhelming, and with all the variety and the amount of available options that, you know, that Google spits out, you know, when you're doing, you know, your research, it's where do you start, you know, and how do you do it in a way that doesn't drive you crazy.
Right? Yeah, how do you keep up and still have a life?
Yeah, you know, and the bottom line is, again, as you mentioned in the beginning, most, you know, I'd say a good 80 to 90% of authors would just prefer to write. You know, they don't want to get caught up and go down the rabbit hole of, you know, oh, man, I got to now figure out how to create a website or, you know, what do you mean I got to have a good headline? What does a headline have to do? They don't have the time, the energy, or the desire to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's so true. And the know-how and the learning curve can be so steep that you just don't want to even go there sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you could just tell us, where can listeners go to get a sort of a step-by-step system or instructions on how to market their books and build a business just to make the learning curve shorter and, you know, make life easier so we can all write more?
Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, the reason that I got involved with the Author Success Guild is because of this very fact. You know, I've had a few authors come up to me and express a lot of these issues that we talked about and their concerns about it and their frustrations around it. And so I partnered together, you know, with some other people to put together this great resource called the Author Success Guild. And all the viewers can go to authorsuccessguild.com. And get involved with our pre-launch process. We're just doing some pre-launch, you know, introductory stuff right now, where they can go and get some really great beginner content to kind of get them on the right path. And they can also go to our Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/ Author Success Guild, and you know, like the page. And you know, we share all kinds of great stuff on the page, but the site is going to have a ton of step-by-step, easy-to-use, and very effective content. You know, I like to say it's going to be so simple, so easy, and so effective that you could outsource it to your grandma, and you're still going to get results.
That sounds perfect. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, just give the URL for that again and anywhere else that you want people to know how to find you, because we're kind of winding down to the last couple of minutes here, and Suzanne and I have a couple of things we want to share with our listeners as well. So if you want to just share that again, Gary.
Sure. It's www.authorssuccessguild.com. That's authors with an S, successguild.com. And just go right there, and you'll be able to sign up for the pre-launch. And then if they want to get a hold of me, my website is hipandcoolmarketing.com. That's HIPANDCOOL marketing.com. And currently, we're doing an upgrade with our mailing system on the site, and my programmer is actually right now working on resolving the issue with the opt-in, so you can either, you know, send me an email through the contact form or give me a call, you know, to contact me right away.
Excellent, excellent. Well, it's been great having you, and you've given us so many things to think about and make life easier as authors. So I'm going to say goodbye, and goodbye from Suzanne, because we're going to just tell listeners a little bit about our contest. So again, once again, thank you so much, Gary, for sharing all your knowledge with us.
Great, thanks. Ian, I'd love for anybody to, you know, if they're using any of the tips that I gave and got some results, to share that on the Facebook page, the facebook.com/ Authors Success Guild, and so we can hear about it, because I'd love to hear the success stories.
Great. All right.
Awesome.
Now, Suzanne, I'm just going to pass it back to you to tell everyone about the Creative Caravan Club contest that we have.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're almost out of time, so I better be quick. We have a writing contest going on right now for sweet romance writers, and we invite you to go to creativecaravanclub.com. And if you just scroll down the page there, you'll see all about our contest. And many of you have been listening to the show. Our page, you get my morning nudge, you get our Creative Caravan Capers every week, so you're pretty aware of the contest already. So I just would like to remind you that tomorrow, Valentine's Day, is the deadline for our early bird bonus drawing, where we're going to be giving away a Kobo reader, pocket reader, so that's kind of cool. But this actual writing contest is a chance to launch your writing career as a sweet romance author, because if you're a winner in the contest, the story you submit is going to be published in our book coming out this summer called Sweet Summer Love. So just go to creativecaravanclub.com and find out all about that. So, Wendy, we're out of time. Anything else you need to say before we wrap it up?
No, I think we covered a lot of ground today.
Okay. Well, thanks, everyone, for being with us today. Thank you so much, Gary, for all your great tips. And we'll be connected with you on Facebook and all the other social media sites. And we hope everyone listening today will come back next week for another edition of Creative Caravan Roadshow. So bye, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.